Today is Tuesday, July 19th. We'll tell you how an extreme heat wave is putting life on hold in Europe and why treason investigations have now started within Ukraine's government as Russian attacks get more intense. Also, what to watch for in today's primary elections here in the U.S. Plus, a history-making change for the elite Blue Angels squad, how Snapchat is setting itself up to compete with Zoom, and where you'll start seeing hundreds of Toys R Us shops again around the country. We'll tell you those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The heat wave baking Europe right now has gotten so extreme that some meteorologists are calling it an apocalypse. Temperatures in England topped 100 degrees yesterday, and they could be even higher today. So, of course, here in the U.S., triple-digit heat is pretty common during the summer, but it's a much bigger deal overseas. Very few homes, businesses, or schools have air conditioning in Britain and across most of Europe. And the infrastructure just wasn't designed for these conditions. For example, this week, rail service has been limited over fears the tracks could buckle, and two airports had to close their runways because the heat damaged them. Also, sadly, more than 1,000 people have reportedly died from the heat wave in Europe, and the true death toll is expected to go up. Medical appointments were canceled to relieve pressure on the health system yesterday, and some schools and businesses closed altogether. It looks like England is in for even higher temperatures today that could break records before things finally cool off later this week. Of course, the U.S. is dealing with extreme temperatures as well. Today, the most intense heat warnings cover large parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. There, millions of Americans could end up getting temperatures of up to 115 degrees. As Russia steps up attacks in Ukraine, the Ukrainian president is working to strengthen his government. President Zelensky dismissed two senior officials, saying their agencies have been harboring traitors who have collaborated with Russia. And with that, Zelensky said hundreds of treason investigations have been opened. Meanwhile, on the front lines, Russia has been launching more attacks with both bullets and missiles as the devastation in communities across the country continues. But this time, at least, the Ukrainian military says troops have been able to stay on top of it, mostly thanks to technically advanced rocket systems they've gotten from the West. Here in the U.S., Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, is visiting. She met with American Secretary of State Antony Blinken yesterday, who told her the U.S. is still committed to Ukraine. Today, Zelenska plans to meet her U.S. counterpart, Jill Biden. And then tomorrow, she's set to address Congress. Two American business people who were once top Republican donors were arrested this week for fraud. The Justice Department says they operated a multi-million dollar investment scheme, promising to help foreign nationals get visas and access American politicians like former President Trump. Well, they never actually got the visas, but they were able to meet with former President Trump at a fundraiser in 2017. The two donors are accused of charging each guest big money to get into that fundraiser and then using that money to make illegal political campaign contributions to Trump and the Republican National Committee. Prosecutors say that breaks two laws, since it's illegal for foreign nationals to donate to U.S. elections, and it's also illegal to make a donation with anyone else's money. But to be clear, former President Trump and the RNC are not accused of being in on this. So far, neither one of the suspects has commented on the charges. Millions of Americans are going back to the polls today. This time, it's Maryland's turn to hold a primary election, where voters will choose which candidates will represent each party in the November midterms. And there are a few big races to watch. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is hoping to be reelected for a second term. He is expected to win his primary today. But even if he does, it's not clear which Republican he would face in November, since there are 10 of them running. The governor's race could be interesting, too. On the Democratic side, the ballot includes the former head of the National Democratic Party, a former U.S. education secretary, a best-selling author who has the backing of Oprah Winfrey, and more. For the GOP, the outgoing governor handpicked a successor from his own administration. And if she were to win, she would be the state's first female governor. But she's running against another Republican who has the endorsement of former President Trump. There is also a race for U.S. House seats, as well as statewide and local elections. For the first time ever, the Navy's famed Blue Angels will have a female demonstration pilot. The Navy says Lieutenant Amanda Lee will join the elite U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron this fall. Now, to be clear, other women have served with the Blue Angels for years, but not typically as pilots. and the woman who was a Blue Angels pilot in 2015 was not actually part of the demonstration team like Lieutenant Lee will be. The Blue Angels were created 76 years ago in 1946. The goal was to boost Navy morale and help get more public support. The Blue Angels perform aerial moves at air shows, sporting events, and other flight demonstrations. Training starts this fall, and Lieutenant Lee's first event will likely be early next year. All right, we have much more news for you still coming up. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Rothy's. I used to think I had to choose between comfort and style when it comes to my shoes. That if I want my shoes to be comfortable, I should not expect to get any compliments that day. But thanks to Rothy's, that mindset has completely changed. I can wear my Rothy's all day long with zero blisters and pain. In fact, I then get the joy of chatting with people who stop to ask where I got them. Rothy's are known for their chic pointed toe flats. I have a black pair of those that I love, but that is just the beginning. They have tons of iconic head-turning designs in bright yet sophisticated colors. So it's just that much more amazing to also know that Rothy's takes sustainability to the next level. All of their products are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles. They've repurposed around 125 million water bottles so far. Your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. One of America's most iconic toy stores, Toys R Us, is coming back. But this time, shops will be inside Macy's stores for the holiday season. The company's announced the in-store Toys R Us shops will range in size from 1,000 square feet in smaller locations to 10,000 square feet at flagship stores in major cities. And there will be more experiences than ever before, like hands-on demonstration tables, a life-size Jeffrey giraffe to take photos with, and more. Remember, Toys R Us shut down after a 2017 bankruptcy filing. But since last summer, Toys R Us products have been available at Macy's online. And now the in-person experience is coming to the hundreds of Macy's across the country. The rollout has already begun, and there will be a Toys R Us inside every Macy's by mid-October. Uber has agreed to pay millions of dollars to passengers with physical disabilities. It's part of a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department. Federal regulators sued Uber, saying its wait fee system discriminates against disabled customers who may need more time. Under the system, Uber may start charging if a passenger takes more than 2 minutes to board the car. Uber has said the fees are typically less than a dollar, but the plaintiffs argued they contributed to a broader system of discrimination. So now, Uber has agreed to do several things. That includes committing about $2 million to people who reported this very issue to the company. Uber told The Verge the company is pleased to reach the agreement, is always working to improve accessibility, and encourages riders with a disability to use the self-declaration form to have wait time fees waived. All right, we have a few social media updates for you today. First, Instagram has launched a way for you to buy products in private direct messages. The payments in chat feature will let you pay for and track your order and ask the business follow-up questions. Instagram's parent company, Meta, says users often chat about their orders with businesses through direct messages anyway, so they'll now be able to pay right there in the same chat thread. It appears it'll work when the business or seller sends a payment request to the customer in the chat. Meanwhile, Snapchat is coming to your desktop. It's called Snapchat for Web, and it'll be the first time the company has made Snapchat available on anything but smartphones. It'll have things like snapping, chatting, and video calling that you can do from your computer, with most of its focus on the messaging part. But in the U.S., it's only for Snapchat Plus subscribers, at least for now. Snapchat Plus launched last month. Subscribers pay $3.99 a month for extra features. And finally, Twitter is testing custom timelines. So essentially a feed focused on a particular topic so you can better scroll through the conversation happening about that subject. It'll also merge tweets with other media about that interest. The first experiment for a small group of users right now is a timeline focused on The Bachelorette. Major League Baseball's All-Star Week is well underway in Los Angeles. Last night was the popular Home Run Derby. Washington Nationals superstar Juan Soto won it all, logging 19 home runs in the final round. At 23 years old, he's the second youngest player ever to win the Derby, just after Juan Gonzalez, who won it when he was just one day younger than Soto is now. Another one of this week's popular events happened over the weekend and then aired last night, the All-Star Celebrity Softball Game. Because it happened in the heart of the Hollywood area, there were quite a few stars playing. For example, Bad Bunny, JoJo Siwa, Bryan Cranston, J.K. Simmons, and many more. The game MVP award went to WWE star The Miz, thanks to fan applause voting. Tonight, it's time for the main event, the MLB All-Star Game, featuring the very best players in baseball. The starting pitcher for the National League will be Clayton Kershaw at his home field. Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Shane McClanahan will get the ball for the American League. And if after 9 innings the game is tied, another home run derby will determine the winner. You can watch the game on Fox at 5 p.m. Pacific. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. How do you support a healthy brain? Maybe you play games like Wordle or learn a new language. Really, listening to this podcast every day helps as you learn what's going on in the world and think about new things and play along with Trivia Tuesday even. I also like finding even just 5 minutes a day to meditate and clear my mind. Another way that might help you have a healthy brain and mindset? Therapy. I found it helps to reduce my stress, helps me think clearly and calmly, and I tend to make better decisions when I've had the chance to talk about a situation and consider perspectives I wouldn't otherwise think about. If you're not sure how to get started, BetterHelp is an option that is all online. So you can communicate with your therapist in whatever way makes you the most comfortable. Video, phone, or even live chat-only therapy sessions. You don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. And you can get started quickly. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/newsworthy. That's better, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what country has the national language with the longest alphabet? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what is the highest grossing Broadway show of all time? The answer is The Lion King. The Broadway musical first debuted in 1997, and it's still playing today. More than 16 million people have seen it, and it's brought in more than $1.7 billion. Of course, it's based on the Disney movie from 1994. The stage version has the same plot, same characters, and same popular songs like Circle of Life, Hakuna Matata, and I Just Can't Wait to Be King. But the Broadway version has added songs too, several different styles of dance, and a unique visual experience of its own. After The Lion King, the next highest-grossing Broadway shows include Wicked, The Phantom of the Opera, Hamilton, and Chicago. All right, thank you so much for listening today, and thank you to our Newsworthy Insiders for all of your support. You can also support us by simply sharing the Newsworthy with the people in your life or on social media. We're always so grateful, and if you tag us on social, we will be sure to personally thank you. All right, we'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.